At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Wow! I've been uncensored.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the podcast that is all about intellectually immature nonsense.
Are a very particular set of skills.
And by God, this is the BS.
Uncensored.
And here it is, episode 24 of the BS Uncensored. Thanks for being here. My name is Jason Bailey. There's Nikki D.
That's me.
There's Nelson.
How are you?
I feel like we just did this.
Hmm.
So weird. Doing a radio show and then doing this podcast. You know, it's like we do the same thing, but we don't do the same thing, but we do the same thing.
Same thing.
It's like the Groundhog Day.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, I feel like it's like we just got here in the morning.
Right.
It's the oddest thing ever. Oddest thing ever. Yesterday on the show, the radio show, Brandon had called and the little thing said, an emergency take, like the phone screener.
Right.
And I'm like, we're setting up to talk about that Nick Swardson story. I was all set doing my radio thing, you know, trying to hit my times, because if I don't hit my times, these people get mad at me. Even the people that don't know what they're talking about get mad at me, because somebody that does know what they're talking about gets mad at them. I don't know what the deal is. It's a very stressful situation. Makes me feel uncomfortable, this radio thing. I don't know if I made the right decision. But anyway, nonetheless.
It's a little late for that.
No, it's never too late. You can, I can change, you can change. We all can change. Who said that?
I can change, you can change. We all can change. I don't know. I don't know what quote that
was. The voice he's saying it in, I know. I've heard it.
Who is it?
I feel like it's somebody from The Simpsons.
If I could change, you could change.
Rocky
Balboa.
Rocky.
When he was in Russia and he fought Ivan Drago, he's looking at Gorbachev, and he wins over the crowd, which is hard to do.
Period.
Win over a Ruski audience. Because he hated him at first.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he still hated him deep down inside because they killed Apollo Creed.
Right.
But he knows he could change. Right? And that man just fought a fight.
I'm proud of myself for knowing that.
You should be proud of yourself. More important to know the message.
Right.
If I can change, you can change. We all can change. I think that's what he said. Anyway, so Brandon calls. And he's like, emergency, you got to take this shit. So I was like, all right, cool. So Brandon comes on the radio show. And he's like, Bailey got arrested. Tell me what I need to do. I'm like, I don't know. What'd you get arrested for? So you want to tell the story again and why you got... well, the podcast audience hasn't heard it, but tell everybody why you got arrested, Brandon.
All right. So it was Saturday night. I go to this local bar in good old Noonan, Georgia. I hadn't been to this bar since last September. And I did get kicked out last September. But I thought, 6 months have gone by. They're probably cool with me now. Everything's good. So I go up there. I talked to the main bouncer that was there when I got kicked out 6 months ago. I said, hey, man, I'm going to be good tonight. Can I come in? He said, yeah, you can come in. Lo and behold, 5 to 10 minutes later, I'm getting taken out of there. And then they tell me I'm being arrested for criminal trespassing.
Yeah. Dumb shit went back to the bar that he got kicked out of 6 months ago. Like, there's how many bars do you think are in Noonan? I mean, there's at least 20, right?
Three.
Okay, so I believe you too. Okay, so I was giving Noonan a little bit more credit.
Yeah, 20, that's way too many bars.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking positive.
It's basically 20 people in Noonan.
Yes. So three bars. Is something wrong with the other two?
Oh, no, I went to the other two before, and then I went to that one to finish off the night because I thought, we were all cool. It had been 6 months, but I found out we were not all cool.
Yeah, old bar hopping. And you got kicked out of it. Well, I forget, what was the reason?
They stopped serving me, and then I had another buddy get me a drink, and they saw that.
Yeah.
Went very sneaky.
So you go in, the bouncer sees you, he grabs you. Same bouncer that let you in and said you were cool, right?
No, it was a different bouncer.
Oh, different bouncer. But the other bouncer didn't try to stop him.
No, he said I could go in.
He said, yeah, that's the guy who said you could go in. You know, so, and then you got the cops were called, you're handcuffed, thrown in the, then you had to go to jail, then you had to be bailed out by Def August, and you had to raise, so you, at what time did you end up going to jail?
I was in the cop car at 12:01.
Okay.
And so, then I got to the jail at probably 12:30. It's not but a quick hike down the road.
Right. So 12:30, you're in the jail, and your only call, a little disappointed you didn't call me, but anyway, your only call, who was your call, Nelson, when you got arrested?
I actually got released on my own recognizance. Oh, that's right.
Nikki, who was your call when you got arrested three times?
I called my mom.
All three?
Yeah, all the times. I called my mom.
All the time.
I had to call my coworker first, and then she had to reach out to some other people, too. But I called my mom each time.
Hey, let me ask you something. So you called Def August, right, Brandon?
Well, I called my buddy Justin because it was early in the morning, and August doesn't hear a lot of things in the morning, so I wanted to make sure my one call got through to somebody.
Or any time of the day. That's really smart of you to do, by the way. Like, that might be the smartest thing I've ever heard you do. That's pretty brilliant. Okay, so you called Justin. There's no way you have Justin's phone number memorized.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got 10 of my buddy's phone numbers memorized.
Really?
Yeah, I'm always getting lost and shit, so yeah. I gotta remember numbers. And my phone, remember for that while there, it was like year and a half, my phone would only last for like an hour and then it would die.
Yeah,
so I had those problems. But no, I remember all their numbers.
I could call my wife, but that's about it.
Yeah, I have my mom's number memorized, my dad's number memorized, as well as my grandmother. Those are the three.
That's important. Like that's like a lesson we should teach our kids.
And the reason why I was able to call my coworker is when I got arrested the last time in Gwinnett County, they actually let me write some numbers down out of my phone onto the back of my hand. So that's how I was able to call my coworker.
Is that normal?
I think they don't let you do it, but I think they felt sorry for me. I was like literally coming for work. I was dressed all up nice in my work clothes. My mugshot picture, I was super cute. I think they felt bad and was like, here, write down some numbers because we don't want you to lose your job.
Yeah. Nelson, do you know anybody's phone numbers?
I can call my father, my sister, and my best friend.
Oh,
and
okay.
I guess my ex-wife. I have my ex-wife's phone number memorized. I made Penelope memorize both her mother and my phone number, though.
That's pretty good. But,
yeah, I made Madison memorize mine.
Wow, y'all are really good. Like, you're a lot better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't call my mother. I could call my grandmother. I mean, she's been dead since 99, but...
not going to help you.
It's not... I remember 410-266-6479.
Not going to help you.
And one of my friends from... like, when I was a childhood friend, like, I remember. But that's about it. I don't even know my kids' phone numbers. Isn't that horrible?
That is. You need people that's actually going to come when you need them memorized. So mom, dad, boom, in there. My grandmother, she's still alive, boom, in there.
Yeah, I got him. So you're in there. So you remember Justin's phone number. Justin's the guy you do the Clueless 2 podcast with, right?
No, he's just our other roommate with me in August. He doesn't like, entertaining people.
Oh, okay. So Justin, the non-entertaining people guy. But he's loyal, and he comes and picks you up. He goes and wakes Def August up by... exploding dynamite outside of his house, correct?
Well, he woke him up the first time at like 9, because I went into the jail at 12, and then they didn't book us and give us a phone call until 9. So I was in there for 9 hours not knowing what the hell was going on.
Dang.
Then he tries to wake August up at 9. He's like, hey, we got to go get Brandon out of jail. And August, he's a hard man to wake up. He just shook his head and went back to sleep.
Can't hear anything.
Do you remember who you're talking to? You're trying to tell me that Def August is a hard person to wake up, really? You don't remember Mexico?
Oh, yeah, you kicked him a bunch. He didn't wake up.
Yeah, I kicked him in the ribs hard. He still didn't wake up.
Goodness gracious. Does he die when he go to sleep?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, because I let him stay at the Airbnb with us the first trip down there. And we had the excursion. And these guys promised me that they were going to be up for it. And it pissed me off. And so Def August is sleeping, and I start kicking him in the ribs, like, real hard. And he wouldn't wake up. I was like, that's amazing. You know, so when you were on the radio show and you were telling this story, Brandon, my wife, Rach texts me. And she said, I keep saying my wife because the people in Sacramento don't know her. So I gotta, anyway, Rach texts me. And she says, she goes, so this dumb shit can go to Mexico, play with the machine guns from the Federales drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning, and not get arrested, but he goes to Noonan, Georgia and gets arrested in a bar.
Mm-hmm. That's the gist of it.
Yeah, they're just real poor down here. They want to get their money out of us, so that was an easy target that night.
So when you were in jail, did anybody touch your butthole?
Ooh.
No, but some dude did come in at 12 o'clock screaming about, he's like, "Don't put rape on my name, you piece of shit. I did not rape her." I'm like, oh, God, this guy's going to be fun with the chill in the drunk tank. Oh, so yeah, he was in there for a while.
Wow, he was
raped at that point.
He was in the same cell as you, huh?
Yeah, we had like six of us in there. But this guy came in and he was irate. He was like, "I ain't raped nobody. If anybody says it when I get in there, I'm punching them." I'm like, "I believe you, dude. Your story sounds pretty good to me. I don't think you raped her."
I bet you pulled the radio card just to save your ass. You're like, "Remember a couple years ago, a real popular radio show in Atlanta, Bailey and Southside, Rock 100.5. You remember that show?"
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I think he probably would have been listening to the Urban Station. I don't think rock was his type of music.
Oh, gotcha. He's into rape rock? I understand.
Rape rock.
whatever that might be. I don't know. Marilyn Manson, I guess.
No, probably.
I don't know what that is. All right, so you're in there with a bunch of crazies, and then finally Justin comes, and he just pays cash up front there at the jail, right?
Oh, you would think it'd be that easy, right? But no. So I call him. All right, so granted, I call him at 9, and I don't get out till 5. So there's a lot of things going on between there. I call him. He says, "All right, I'm going. I got to go back." Or he had to come up there and get my belongings because I had to get my car to go pay the clerk guy at the front. And I asked the guys that were booking me, I was like, "Can he pay in car?" Because last time we tried to get a buddy out, they wouldn't let us pay in car. And they said, "Yes, as long as it's debit." And I said, "All right, cool. This is going to be nice and easy. I'll be out before 11. So they go up there and they tell him, like, "No, you got to have money orders." So they go across the street to Kroger to get money orders from Western Union, the most scammiest fucking place ever, and then come back to pay the jail. And then the bastard's looking at it and he goes, "Oh, actually, the city arrested him. So you're going to have to go down to the municipal court and pay them." And they don't accept money orders, only cash.
Mm.
So the county only accepts money orders and the city only accepts cash. There's some kind of embezzlement going on here. So now they can't cash the money orders because the banks are closed and no one accepts money orders for $2,500 on a Sunday afternoon, apparently.
Wow.
So then they got to call my buddy Ryan that lives up in Atlanta because they know he has cash. So he brings down $1,100 in cash. And then my other buddy, German Redneck Chris, he had $14 in cash. So then he brought cash over. And then they just gave him the money orders, and they finally got me out. But that went from 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. And when they came back the first time, they went to the jail, and then August came back in, and that man about got arrested because he's yelling at the damn clerk guy. He's like, "You screwed us, man. You screwed us. You told us we needed money orders, and now you're saying we need cash, and we can't get cash out." So, yeah, he about went to jail. The jailer had to come out and, like, calm him down, and he about ended up in there with me.
Have you noticed he's only got one impersonation?
Yes. It's his go-to.
Like, that's a scrawny, deaf, white guy, and what I'm assuming is a very large, rape-angry black man. That was with the same voice you just used.
So, I got to tell you, you know, I believe everything Brandon's saying. And, Nelson, I believe your story of what happened to you.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to believe Nikki's story about her criminal past. But I got to tell you...
What do you mean you wanted to?
There's no history of any of your arrests.
What are you looking me up?
Oh.
There's a reason why there's no history of my arrest.
I know.
Because I cleared it. I got them expunged.
Expunged.
Yep.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's very interesting.
You won't be able to find it.
You're right. I cannot.
So get out of my business, Nosy.
No, I pay monthly for your business.
Get out of my business.
So you have worked at a lot of financial places. Global Trans, what kind of business is that?
I don't even know what that is. That's not accurate.
Yeah, well, they changed names, I guess. FFG, Primacia Financial Services.
Primerica.
Yeah, that's it, too.
That's it, too.
I didn't know you owned your place down in Georgia.
Maple Street?
I'll tell you in a second here. What
Goodness
else?
Gracious, you're so nosy.
What else? You have 14 email addresses? Holy shit. Why do you have so many email addresses?
I don't know. I've changed them over the years.
Nice.
Oh, I got like 27.
Nice to he Nikki at rochester.rr.com.
That's not me.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I got your navy.mil email address.
That's
she don't me. Even have that.
That's
Holy
me.
Shit. What else do you want to know about you?
Nothing. I know everything there is to know about
Tell
me.
Tell me about you know
No, I do not.
Well, she's your neighbor here in Sacramento.
I don't know her.
She lives on
Okay. Pretty big.
Yeah, well, she's a
Okay.
Yeah, apartment
Dang, are you going to give these people my whole address?
That's not your address, that's
Good Lord.
Are you too?
But you just gave literally my address without the apartment number.
I mean, no one would know that unless you just right now confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. You want to know some more about your...
I don't. Stop calling out my personal information.
Who's Demetria?
My sister.
Yes, she is.
Demetria.
What about...
I don't know...
Oh, she's a relative.
No, she's not.
Mm-hmm. How about...
Who? No, not my relative. Not she's, my relative.
She's in Pennsylvania. You should meet her.
Oh, my gosh.
This is an amazing app, is it not?
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's crazy, though. You got It says Ego is expunged.
Mm-hmm.
So nicely done. How'd you do that?
You pay for it.
You do. You can pay for an expunction.
You can.
What is it?
Expunction?
Expunction. Expooge. Expooge.
Mm-hmm.
How much does that cost?
Well,
I guess you can go. Yeah, I've heard that. Of course
$2.
You can. Yeah. A couple thousand bucks.
Go Not a couple thousand, just a couple hundred.
Really, that's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
And people can be out of your business like Bailey.
Yeah, very secret. Well, there's another app I've got called expunged.com.
Expunged.
And it shows all the things that have been. Well, look, you know, I'm in the FBI. I can go to the bureau computer.
Of course
If I
can.
Really need to. You know, Buck Wagon Cover can see this shit if need be.
Okay.
All right, so Brandon, I don't like how you're being so secretive about this. And I don't like the attitude that goes along with it.
It doesn't matter. It's my business. I don't have to tell you.
It is not your
That's how that works.
Here's how your business or my business works. Mm-hmm. As soon as I talk about my business, it becomes everyone's business.
There's plenty of things about yourself that you don't choose to talk about. Even if you've said it out loud, you don't choose to go into detail. You don't choose to talk about it.
That is
you
not
bring
true.
It up. It is true.
You tell me
you
one
tell
thing
parts,
I don't talk about.
You just told us a week ago, 2 weeks ago, you were having some kind of issues. Your daughter had to sit you down and she gave you this mind-blowing conversation that almost brought you to tears. Mm-hmm. What did she say? I don't want to go into that. That's not important. Okay, that's your personal business. What was said and done was personal, and you did not want to disclose that.
That's
you have that right.
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
The only reason I didn't bring it up because these people around here don't let me talk for a long time.
No, that is not why. You said you didn't want to discuss it.
It is. I'm a professional. It is called the Big Tease.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks from now, we are going to do a show based off of that conversation.
Sure we will. Sure we will. You didn't think I'd have an example. That's why you said that.
No, that's a great example. I'm glad you remembered that.
Uh-huh.
That means that my plan is working. That if it resonated with you, it's it resonated with somebody else, and they're waiting for the payoff.
Okay.
That's why I did. Nelson, talk to her. Tell her why listen. I do the things I do. Talk to your girl.
There's a method to Thank the man's you. Madness.
It's called okay? brilliance. People
really
in this market
Nelson?
Don't understand it. People in this building sure the fuck don't understand it.
Every time.
Not
I
one
think.
Person in this building as I do radio. So tell her how it's done. Please, Nelson.
You're watching a master's class
Thank
unveiled
you.
For you right now, and you didn't have to make the $99 payment.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I don't charge you anything for this stuff. But see, you picked up on it, which means you're getting the hang of it.
I'm learning how it works.
Finally.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
God. So good to talk to you, Nelson, where you can explain. So when I explain it, it's like I'm defending myself. But knowing that you, mm-hmm. you know, you and I share a brain for the most part.
We're simpatico, yeah.
Yeah, we're all that.
Simpatico.
So, Brandon, you paid the $2,500. You're out of jail. Do you feel dirty?
Because at first the man told me $750, and then I go up to pay. He's like, "Oh, wait, hold on. They added on resisting arrest." I was like, "Well, what does that bring me up to?" He's like, $2,510.
Dang.
Jesus.
Oh,
yeah. Did you have to go potties in the jail?
Yeah, I took a few pisses, but they got a nice little dividing wall right there.
Yeah. Nobody came up and just cranked your yank.
No, I also slept in a straight-up position with my eyes, like, barely closed, you know, just looking around.
Yeah, that's what I did. I didn't even sleep, though. I just sat with my back against the wall next to the payphone. I just sat and looked at people.
One time I was in jail, I just beat everybody up, knocked them out so I could sleep good. I told them I was Karate Man.
What's I wouldn't use the bathroom either. I held it. The bathroom was right in the middle of the floor in the jail. And some girl was over there using the bathroom, asking another girl to braid her hair. And she was using tissue because her monthly was on. And I was like, this is too much. I'm not going to, I would have peed on myself before I went to that
Absolutely.
Toilet.
Absolutely. No way. Oh my God. You know me, I couldn't do that. No. I will tell you something though. This is going to sound very odd. This is the God's honest truth. Not that I ever want to be in this situation with all you fucking convicts around me right now. But I do want to, at some point in my life, I want to feel the feeling of my ass cheek, my bare ass cheek on that stainless steel toilet lid.
Oh, no.
No, you don't.
I don't know why, but every time I see a movie with the toilet in there, I'm like, I bet you that's that good cold that hits you.
Mm-mm. The first time I went to jail, that's where I was, because I was actually in an actual cell, and I had that toilet, and I didn't sit on it, but I threw up in it like 5 times.
Yeah.
I just threw up all night. I couldn't stop throwing up.
So that's the first time?
That was the first time I ever went to jail.
So obviously, the first time had something to do with alcohol, Nelson.
Yeah, you were getting wasted. I know. I'm listening too.
It had nothing to do with alcohol. I was throwing up because of my nerves. Like, I'd never been in trouble. I'd never been to jail. And I just kept saying, my dad is going to kill me.
First time she tasted semen.
No.
Oh, sorry. She was tasted it way before that.
Ew. <He's> so nasty. Fault.
Gross.
She was arrested for semen swallowing in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
I do not swallow.
That's what Brandon was arrested for. He's just making this whole story up. He was arrested. That's why it says Cumming, Georgia. That's where he was arrested.
That's a real place.
Did you shower as soon as you got, like, what was the first thing you did when you got out of the clink? Have a hamburger, shower, or what?
Well, I saw my buddies out there, and then I got all my belongings out, my plastic wrap, and then I went and got me a nice white Monster and some non-prison water, and I drank that. That tasted really good. Then we went home and chilled for a second. And then we went to the good old Taco Mat and got some beers and food.
Yeah.
He didn't shower.
So you didn't shower?
I did once I got back from dinner.
Oh, that's disgusting.
He stayed
so
dirty all day.
You're so fucking dirty. You've always been dirty, but now you're even dirtier. Fucking dirty. Now you're a dirty, dirty convict.
Oh, my gosh. I went to Chick-fil-A. That's the first place I went.
Chick-fil-A?
Yep.
Did you shower before?
No, I went straight from jail to Chick-fil-A because I didn't eat all night.
Oh,
so we stopped at Chick-fil-A and then I showered when I got home.
Y'all are fucking dirty convicts. Fucking disgusting. You need to be deloused. You need to be Ramboed.
In there too.
What's that?
I thought about got tased also.
You did?
Because they brought this guy in when I was already in there, probably like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then he's like complaining that he's not being booked yet. So they take him out to book. And then he's sitting in the chairs, and this one lady says, sit down and shut up. And he just starts yelling. He's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You ain't telling me what to do. So then the cops start pulling their tasers out, and they back him back into the damn holding cell. And I'm about to catch a stray because he, like, walks beside me, and now I got a laser at me. I'm like, whoa. I'm just sitting here, man. Don't tase me, damn it.
Wow. So you didn't get tased. You almost got tased.
I had a taser pointed at me, yes.
Yeah, but still.
I guess accident. I'm glad it didn't go off.
You're the only dumb fuck I know that would accidentally get tased in jail.
Right.
That's awesome, though.
Oh my God.
Like, what a great story, you know? So this is a misdemeanor charge, but you still don't want it on your record. So I got to text you. I'll text you Mad Dog's information, Mad Dog Manny Aurora. He'll definitely be able to help you out. And or at least give you some kind of advice. I'm sure it's like a no-brainer, easy-peasy, Japanese-y type of deal.
Manny knows everything.
Yeah. And so your court date's in June. Do you have anything nice to wear?
Yeah, I got my bank clothes and my funeral clothes. I guess they could be used as jail clothes or court clothes.
You know he keep them bank clothes.
Right. So people should remember this. Brandon only dresses up if he's got to go to the bank. And he's got what he calls his bank clothes. He's got one pair of slacks, like gray. They're not even slacks. They're just like khakis. They're like no wrinkle hangars, you know? And then he's got is it your purple collared shirt? Is that what you wear?
I was thinking of going with my white, all white shirt. I don't know if that's too formal or like I'm at a dinner party or some shit, but I think the judge might like that.
All right. So it's like It's like if JCPenney went bankrupt and everybody bought everything and the only outfit that was left in the Arizona section, that's what Brandon has. Okay, that's his dress up clothes. Okay, that's his dress up clothes. So you're going to have to go in there, and I'm assuming since you don't have a record, then they'll just slap on community service probably.
Yeah, I'm just trying to avoid probation and any jail time and the least amount of fines. I'm fine with community service.
Nah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know what you got to ask, though, is, you know, I'm pretty sure you'll get community service, right? If you're able, well, I don't know if you want to ask. Yeah, I'd probably ask it. So because you are, you know, you're what they call an influencer, right? You've got a lot of people that follow you on social media. You're doing the Chinese missile bit and the ants and the tobacco thing.
Don't bring that up in court.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to leave that off, by the way.
Right. But show them the plant videos.
But this is, I mean, and you know, this is, he knows this. This is great content. This is content. And now the word content is defined differently. You know, and when I started in this business, you know, content was almost just used for us, and it was almost a bad word. So if you were using it outside of radio for radio, people thought you were making fun of them. They didn't get it. They didn't understand it. Now, every day I heard these bitches walking by me the other day at the gym, and they're like, oh my God, I got to get back to my car and get home because I just thought of some really good content. I'm like, what? I don't even fucking talk like that, right? So, you know, but that's what the day is. And Brandon's part of that. You know, he's got some radio in his blood, you know, from me, but, you know, he's very, you know, good on social media, and that's all him. So this whole community service stuff is good content. Like, you got to think of a plan, a strategy, you know, something to up your whatever it is that you're trying to up, you know?
So are you saying I need to do some videos once I get community service and don't tell the court that I have followers?
I'm going to deny saying this, okay? But yes, that's what I'm saying. But I would deny saying it.
Well, I don't think you can have your phone at community service, so I just have to tell the boys to come drive by and get some videos of me while I'm out there picking up cigarette butts on the side of the road.
Yeah, but you could have those Facebook glasses. You could have a mini spy cam on you. I mean, you could have something. And yes, you could have a drone flying over. You could have an earpiece in. There's a lot of things you can have, and you know that. You know, so I'm just saying, like, you need to start telling this story now on your social media. You know, that's the thing, right? It's about storytelling. So, you know, what's the chick that you're fucking watching about her husband?
Oh, who the F did I marry? Yeah. Risa Tisa. Like, she has now blown up. She's on Good Morning America.
She's huge.
She's on the Tamron Hall show. She's everywhere. They've given her a full ride to go to London, Paris, all of things.
Yeah, she's big. And all she does is talk about her husband.
It's 50 parts. She told the story of how she met, dated, married, and divorced her husband.
Right.
During the pandemic, yes.
Yeah, okay. And but, you know, like, is she a great storyteller? No, not really. She's just a normal person telling a story. She's kind of
has a good cadence. People liked her voice. I did too.
I've watched a lot of those videos, and it's nothing groundbreaking, but what she's done that's really smart is she's telling a story and you know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. So you know that it's 50 parts. You're on part 20. I need to know what's next. I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, when this is like when it's all said and done, we find out that there's a little strategy behind it with somebody. There's brains behind the operation. But anyway, so that's what you have to do. You have to start telling the story. I mean, and then you have to come up with a title. You know, my first time arrested, what's next, or whatever the case may be. You know, and then just every day, just tell people what's new, or every week. You know, leading up to June, that's the first payoff, is the court date. And then what happens after that? And you want community service, because then you get more content from it. I would, if I were you.
I mean, I could probably come up with content besides being a slave to the community, but, I mean, I guess I could get some content out of that.
Yeah, and then maybe come up with something creative where, on your own, you get a hold of the owner of the bar. And you say, look, I apologize. I just want to explain to you what happened. It won't happen again, I promise you. But if I can make it up to you and tell you that I'm real, then maybe for the next month I'll wash dishes for free. You know, something like that, where you can work it out with the owner, and the owner then can go to bat for you with the judge. You know, that's kind of fun. That's good content. Mm-hmm. That's a great story. It's not like you killed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Actually, the day after I went to jail, someone did kill someone in the Hooters parking lot, so that'll probably take some heat off me. But I don't think that guy's going to work with me. And also on my paperwork, it says not to contact any witnesses or anyone at the establishment. So that might just fuck me more if I try to call
him. Yeah, you should not do that.
You want me to call
him? I think I'm just going to talk to Manny and let him handle and tell me what I need to do before I start calling and before I know it, I'm in jail by 2 o'clock today.
This isn't the Brandon I know. The Brandon I know has got balls and doesn't care. You sound like kind of a pussy right now. I got to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed in you. Like, I just went on this really cool run about some brilliance. I mean, you're not going to hear brilliance like that the rest of the week.
No.
And you just dismissed it because, you know, you got a vagina.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to be in there in general pop telling people why I'm in here. But Jason Bailey called me a pussy, so I punched a cop in the face, and now I'm in here for 5 years.
Well, I'm not telling you to punch a cop in the face.
What did he say punch a cop in the face?
I never said that. I backed the blue.
Well,
I'm not telling
you. Work.
What?
That's just kind of how I imagine it would go down if I try to contact the owner.
No! You shoot him an email. You run into him at the Piggly Wiggly.
Do not shoot him an email. You, after listening to that, what he just said to you, you got from it, punch a cop in the face. Do not email that owner.
Okay. Well, you know what?
He's not going to get it right. It's a shit game of telephone that he's playing, and he's losing. Okay. We can't trust him. We need to email this owner.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Don't do that then. But here's the deal. You know, just get a little intel. Find out his habits, where he's at what times.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of pop up different places. You know, maybe he does the laundry at the laundromat. You know, suds and socks or something.
Maybe he disappears. I don't know.
No, you don't want him to disappear. I'm trying to work this out.
He disappears.
I'm just saying maybe. It happens to people all the time. People go missing.
You know, Brandon, I'm just saying you casually run into the guy. Not hard.
Okay. He stepped out in front of me. I don't know what happened.
No. He'd be like, hey, Bill, with what's the bar called? What's the name of the bar?
Alamo.
The Alamo.
Of course.
Why wouldn't it be? Right? You've got the three bars in Noonan, Alamo, Titanic, and Hindenburg.
Right.
All places that had a bad ending.
Wow. And coming soon, 9/11s.
Yeah.
We're open from 9 to 11 every day.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just saying you run into him, be like, man, you know, I love the Alamo. I got kicked out of your place. And be like, why'd you get kicked out? Do you know the owner? Is he cool?
Oh, yeah. We're on a first name basis. And no, he is not cool.
Oh, why?
No, he is not cool.
Why is he? Is he just a dick or what?
He had him arrested, so.
Yeah, he's typically a dick. You know, I mean, I'll be the first to say, you know, I'm probably a dick to him, too. But usually he starts it. But, you know, we just kind of go back and forth. And then I guess he just got tired of it. So then he's like, all right, just arrest this guy.
Why would you do that? What has he done to you other than arrest you?
He'll just cut me off when other people are clearly more fucked up than I am. And for some reason, he just has a vengeance against me. I don't know. Maybe it was from the first time I got kicked out. But the guy just, I don't know. Every time I'm in there, he just always targets me.
Okay. Is he older guy?
Yeah, he's probably in his 50s. Probably.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not too older. But okay. So well, you're playing this all wrong. You know, you're trying to, it's his bar. It's his rules. That's the problem with your generation. You think, well, everybody's on an equal playing field. It's his bar. Go fuck yourself, Brandon. He can make the rules. So, like, if you choose to go to his bar and he wants to cut you off, even if you don't think it's fair.
I went to Chick-fil-A. That's the first place I went.
Chick-fil-A?
Yep.
Did you shower before?
No, I went straight from jail to Chick-fil-A because I didn't eat all night.
Oh,
so we stopped at Chick-fil-A and then I showered when I got home.
Y'all are fucking dirty convicts. Fucking disgusting. You need to be deloused. You need to be Ramboed.
In there too.
What's that?
I thought about got tased also.
You did?
Because they brought this guy in when I was already in there, probably like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then he's like complaining that he's not being booked yet. So they take him out to book. And then he's sitting in the chairs, and this one lady says, sit down and shut up. And he just starts yelling. He's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You didn't tell me what to do. So then the cops start pulling their tasers out, and they back him back into the damn holding cell. And I'm about to catch a stray because he, like, walks beside me, and now I got a laser at me. I'm like, whoa. I'm just sitting here, man. Don't tase me, damn it.
Wow. So you didn't get tased. You almost got tased.
I had a taser pointed at me, yes.
Yeah, but still.
By, I guess accident. I'm glad it didn't go off.
You're the only dumb fuck I know that would accidentally get tased in jail.
Right.
That's awesome, though.
Oh my God.
Like, what a great story, you know? So this is a misdemeanor charge, but you still don't want it on your record. So I got to text you. I'll text you Mad Dog's information, Mad Dog Manny Aurora. He'll definitely be able to help you out and or at least give you some kind of advice. I'm sure it's like a no-brainer, easy-peasy, Japanese type of deal.
Manny knows everything.
Yeah. And so your court date's in June. Do you have anything nice to wear?
Yeah, I got my bank clothes and my funeral clothes. I guess they could be used as jail clothes or court clothes.
You know, he keep them bank clothes.
Right. So people should remember this. Brandon only dresses up if he's got to go to the bank. And he's got what he calls his bank clothes. He's got one pair of slacks, like gray. They're not even slacks. They're just like khakis. They're like no wrinkle hagars, you know? And he's got is it your purple collared shirt? Is that what you wear?
I was thinking of going with my white, all-white shirt. I don't know if that's too formal or like I'm at a dinner party or some shit, but I think the judge might like that.
All right, so it's like if JCPenney went bankrupt and everybody bought everything and the only outfit that was left in the Arizona section, that's what Brandon has. Okay, that's his dress-up clothes. Okay, that's his dress-up clothes. So you're going to have to go in there, and I'm assuming since you don't have a record, then they'll just slap on community service, probably.
Yeah, I'm just trying to avoid probation and any jail time and the least amount of fines. I'm fine with community service.
Nah, you'll be fine. You know what you got to ask, though, is, you know, I'm pretty sure you'll get community service, right? If you're able, well, I don't know if you want to ask. Yeah, I'd probably ask it. So because you are, you know, you're what they call an influencer, right? You've got a lot of people that follow you on social media. You're doing the Chinese missile bit and the ants and the tobacco thing.
Don't bring that up in court.
Yeah. I want to leave that off, by the way.
Right. But show them the plant videos.
But this is, I mean, and, you know, he knows this. This is great content. This is content. And now the word content is defined differently. You know, and when I started in this business, you know, content was almost just used for us, and it was almost a bad word. So if you were using it outside of radio for radio, people thought you were making fun of them. They didn't get it. They didn't understand it. Now, every day I heard these bitches walking by me the other day at the gym, and they're like, oh my God, I got to get back to my car and get home because I just thought of some really good content. I'm like, what? I don't even fucking talk like that, right? So, you know, but that's what the day is. And Brandon's part of that. You know, he's got some radio in his blood, you know, from me, but, you know, he's very, you know, good on social media, and that's all him. So this whole community service stuff is good content. Like, you got to think of a plan, a strategy, you know, something to up your whatever it is that you're trying to up, you know?
So are you saying I need to do some videos once I get community service and don't tell the court that I have followers?
I'm going to deny saying this, okay? But yes, that's what I'm saying. But I would deny saying it.
Well, I don't think you can have your phone at community service, so I just have to tell the boys to come drive by and get some videos of me while I'm out there picking up cigarette butts on the side of the road.
Yeah, but you could have those Facebook glasses. You could have a mini spy cam on you. I mean, you could have something. And yes, you could have a drone flying over. You could have an earpiece in. There's a lot of things you can have, and you know that. You know, so I'm just saying, like, you need to start telling this story now on your social media. You know, that's the thing, right? It's about storytelling. So, you know, what's the chick that you're fucking watching about her husband?
Oh, who the F did I marry? Yeah. Risa Tisa. Like, she has now blown up. She's on Good Morning America.
She's huge.
She's on the Tamron Hall show. She's everywhere. They've given her a full ride to go to London, Paris, all of it.
Yeah, she's big. And all she does is talk about her husband.
It's 50 parts. She told the story of how she met, dated, married, and divorced her husband.
Right.
During the pandemic, yes.
Yeah, okay. And but, you know, like, is she a great storyteller? No, not really. She's just a normal person telling a story. She's kind of
she has a good cadence. People liked her voice. I did too.
I've watched a lot of those videos, and it's nothing groundbreaking, but what she's done that's really smart is she's telling a story and you know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. So you know that it's 50 parts. You're on part 20. I need to know what's next. I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, when this is like when it's all said and done, we find out that there's a little strategy behind it with somebody. There's brains behind the operation. But anyway, so that's what you have to do. You have to start telling the story. I mean, and then you have to come up with a title. You know, my first time arrested, what's next? Or whatever the case may be. You know, and then just every day, just tell people what's new. Or every week, you know, leading up to June, that's the first payoff, is the court date. And then what happens after that? And you want community service, because then you get more content from it. I would, if I were you.
I mean, I could probably come up with content besides being a slave to the community, but I mean, I guess I could get some content out of that.
Yeah, and then maybe come up with something creative where on your own you get a hold of the owner of the bar and you say, look, I apologize. I just want to explain to you what happened. It won't happen again, I promise you, but if I can make it up to you and tell you that I'm real, then maybe for the next month I'll wash dishes for free. You know, something like that, where you can work it out with the owner, and the owner then can go to bat for you with the judge. You know, that's kind of fun. That's good content. Mm-hmm. That's a great story. It's not like you killed somebody.
Yeah, I know. Actually, the day after I went to jail, someone did kill someone in the Hooters parking lot, so that'll probably take some heat off me. But I don't think that guy's going to work with me. And also on my paperwork, it says not to contact any witnesses or anyone at the establishment. So that might just fuck me more if I try to call him.
Yeah, you should not do that.
You want me to call
him? I think I'm just going to talk to Manny and let him handle and tell me what I need to do before I start calling. And before I know it, I'm in jail by 2:00 today.
This isn't the Brandon I know. The Brandon I know has got balls and doesn't care. You sound like kind of a pussy right now. I got to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed in you. Like, I just went on this really cool run about some brilliance. I mean, you're not going to hear brilliance like that the rest of the week.
No.
And you just dismissed it because, you know, you got a vagina.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to be in there in general pop telling people why I'm in here. But Jason Bailey called me a pussy, so I punched a cop in the face, and now I'm in here for 5 years.
Well, I'm not telling you to punch a cop in the face.
Why did he say punch a cop in the face?
I never said that. I backed the blue.
Well,
I'm not telling
you. Kind of work.
What?
That's just kind of how I imagine it would go down if I try to contact the owner.
No, you shoot him an email. You run into him at the Piggly Wiggly.
Do not shoot him an email. After listening to that, what he just said to you, you got from it, punch a cop in the face. Do not email that owner.
Okay. Well, you know what?
He's not going to get it right. It's a shit game of telephone that he's playing, and he's losing. Okay. We can't trust him. We need to email this owner.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Don't do that then. But here's the deal. You know, just get a little intel, find out his habits, where he's at what times.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of pop up different places. You know, maybe he does the laundry at the laundromat, you know, suds and socks or something.
Maybe he disappears. I don't know.
No, you don't want him to disappear. I'm trying to work this out.
He disappears.
I'm just saying maybe. It happens to people all the time. People go miss him.
You know, Brandon, I'm just saying you casually run into the guy. Not hard.
Okay. He stepped out in front of me. I don't know what happened.
No. You'd be like, hey, Bill, with what's the bar called? What's the name of the bar?
Alamo.
The Alamo.
Of course.
Why wouldn't it be? Right? You've got the three bars in Noonan, Alamo, Titanic, and Hindenburg.
Right.
All places that had a bad ending.
Wow. And coming soon, 9/11.
Yeah.
We're open from 9 to 11 every day.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, you run into him, be like, man, you know, I love the Alamo. I got kicked out of your place. And you'd be like, why'd you get kicked out? Do you know the owner? Is he cool?
Oh, yeah. We're on a first name basis. And no, he is not cool.
Oh, why?
No, he is not cool.
Why is he? Is he just a dick or what?
He had him arrested, so.
Yeah, he's typically a dick. You know, I mean, I'll be the first to say, you know, I'm probably a dick to him too, but usually he starts it. But, you know, we just kind of go back and forth, and then I guess he just got tired of it. So then he's like, all right, just arrest this guy.
Why would you do that? What has he done to you other than arrest you?
He'll just cut me off when other people are clearly more fucked up than I am, and for some reason he just has a vengeance against me. I don't know, maybe it was from the first time I got kicked out, but the guy just, I don't know, every time I'm in there he just always targets me.
Okay. Is he older guy?
Yeah, he's probably in his 50s probably.
Oh, all right, well, that's not too older, but okay. So well, you're playing this all wrong. You know, you're trying to, it's his bar. It's his rules. That's the problem with your generation. You think, well, everybody's on an equal playing field. It's his bar. Go fuck yourself, Brandon. He can make the rules. So, like, if you choose to go to his bar and he wants to cut you off, even if you don't think it's fair, you're not going to win that game by battling with the guy that makes the rules. your best play is to agree with them and go, all right, man, totally get it. Thanks. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'll be back. Appreciate it. Had a good time. And not let them see you sweat. And the more you do that, the guy's going to be like, all right, he's being cool. And he's never going to cut you off again. I thought I taught you better than that. You're playing it all wrong. All wrong.
Well, this ain't like a bar that I frequent. I mean, I go there 3-4 times a year maybe. So the last time I was like, all right, maybe we're cool now. You know, he's let me back in before after I got kicked out. He'll be like, all right, yeah, he seems okay tonight. He can come in. And that's what I thought we had going on Saturday night because the bouncer let me in, the one that was with him when he kicked me out the last time. So I'm like, well, this guy, he must have approval, a blessing from the owner.
No, he probably didn't know. I understand. I know the whole story. I'm just saying, you know, because of your relationship with this guy, you just handled it wrong. I mean, he might be a dick, you know, you're not, and he might. I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree, but I don't know the guy. But if you want to go to the bar, it's his rules. And they don't, especially in Noonan, Georgia. You know how shit works in small town USA. It's the good old boy network. So you just got to play along. You're not above that rule. You know, and to fight the guy is kind of pointless. You know, so you play along until it's time to take your shot. And you lost. You lost big time because he sent you to the clink.
All right.
Where you almost got tased and you almost got your butthole fingered.
Oh,
you know, so anyway, you know, so you got till June. What are we in? March, April, May.
You got some time.
Yeah, you don't got much time, though.
Did you get the name of the bouncer that said you could come in?
Chainsaw.
Yeah, yep. Well,
okay, actually, I'd give that to Manny because there's got to be some kind of legal precedence there, right? The guy said he could come back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And also, the first time they kicked me out, I don't remember signing any paper or them telling me it'd be criminal trespassing coming back. I mean,
well,
I looked it up,
and there are laws in place, Brandon, that protect people from, not you, to protect the people who make the contracts. It doesn't matter if you were drunk. In most places, you can enter into a legally binding contract inebriated. They're called fall-down drunk agreements.
Are they really?
Yep. Typically, a person who...
hold on for a second. Did you hear how he just said that? You hear how Nelson just said that? Mm-hmm. He said it like we were all idiots. You know, it's called a fall-down drunk agreement.
I say it the same way I always relay information I found on the internet.
There's a tone to his voice, right? It's like, it's not like, oh my God, I found out this information. My mind is blown just like yours because I didn't know like you guys. It's the fall-down drunk agreement. He's like, yeah, you know, Brandon, obviously it's the fall-down drunk agreement. It's been around for quite some time.
I said it in
You've
my
never
educator
heard
tone.
Of it before.
Not it's my condescending tone.
Anyway, so you can get into it. But here's the thing is I don't think there's a statute of limitations on an agreement where you're kicked out until they say you can come back in. And it's not the bouncer. What is it?
I think it's 4 years. I mean, there's so much shit on the internet. I don't know. One thing's telling me one thing. One thing's telling me other. That's why I'm just like, I'm done looking at it. I'll talk to Manny. But I read 4 years as a on a contract like that, a criminal trespassing contract.
No, I see. I always, you know, it's funny. So when I, my first year in college, when we went back home, we had some trouble one night with the law and we all had restraining orders taken out against us because of this property that we went to. And the reason why we went to this property is because one of our boys, his girlfriend, who was a year behind, was cheating on him. And we found out. So we all were drinking one night and we piled in my buddy's car and we head over there and they fought. And unfortunately, my buddy did not win the fight the way we wanted him to win or didn't win. Let's just put it that way. So a couple other things happen. No big deal. Blah, blah. We get in the car. We leave. And there are beer cans in the car and we piled in the Mitsubishi Conquest as we were off to have a good night and we get pulled over. Thank God. One of the cops in town was our football coach, one of our football coaches. So anyway, he was like, well, just sign this and we'll be on our way. He's like, you know, like we got rid of the beer and everything was fine. He knew we were drinking. But I remember going back the next year. I mean, this is Sarasota, Florida. So everything is not that far out apart, right? And there was somebody's house that I had to go to nearby that I said I couldn't go up to because I had a restraining order. And I didn't know what the radius was for the restraining order. So I didn't go to this party. It was like 4 blocks from this house because I didn't know how close I could get. I was terrified, even to this day. And it's like 30 plus years later, you know. So I don't know what the statute of limitations is. I don't know if you'll ever be able to go back there or not. I have no idea.
I wouldn't go back if I were you.
Hey, I wouldn't either. I think it's good advice.
I don't want to go back. I really don't, because I thought we were cool. You know, I was like, all right, this is a new leaf we're turning over, but apparently not.
Y'all ain't cool.
You took the advice of a bouncer that makes part-time money. He doesn't know.
Yeah. He does know, because he was there when I got kicked out.
A lot of people get kicked out.
He didn't know if he didn't tell you to get out of here, we're going to get you arrested.
I know for a fact he knows me, because he used to hate August, because August's cousin used to come up there with him, and he hated August because he thought they were dating, and he had a huge crush on her. So he knows who we are.
Well, that's maybe that was his receipt. Maybe that's how he got you.
Yeah, maybe he's like, come on in. You're going to go to jail soon.
He set you up. All right. Well, keep us posted. All right. We got to wrap this up. There was something else I wanted to talk about today, but Nelson's got to go get. What are you getting done?
I got to go to the doctor.
For what?
I got to get my checkup after I've been on this shot and everything for.
Oh, the fat shot. Half.
Yeah, my fat medicine.
What do you? You're on the semaglutide?
No, it's like a cousin to that, because Mounjaro's not that. The Wegovy and the Ozempic are semaglutide.
Gotcha. 40 pounds.
Yeah, that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah, I told him I'm not buying new pants until I hit 330 pounds, so there's going to be a lot of ass crack hanging out over the next 60 pounds or so.
Not anything new.
I see it a lot in the morning, like when you turn on. But that's good. It's
only been recently as the pants have been falling down, because the pants have been pulled up lately. They've been holding in place.
Have you been flexing, like, in the mirror naked and stuff?
Not yet, but I did stand in front of the mirror and just, like, poke my stomach out as far as it would go, and then kind of let it sit at resting size, and I've noticed a little bit of a difference. I'm still a big fat cow, though.
You find yourself a little bit sexier, though?
I do, actually. Yes,
you do. Uh-huh. You rub your stomach and be like, yes, and not me.
Yeah, I can tell how well I'm doing based on how big my fupa is. So that's been reduced greatly.
Can you see your penis?
I'm from what angle?
Up top.
I mean, not just looking straight down. If I pull it out, yeah. My belly hangs out longer than my soft penis does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, if I just look down and I don't do anything, no, I'm just going to see gut and tits. But
What do you think? What do you think the poundage is to see your penis?
Oh, probably down to 275. I could almost see it at 299.
Oh, what a great bit. We should do this on the radio show.
Okay.
Give a prize away for anyone who can guess the weight Nelson needs to be to see his penis.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You think anybody will sponsor that?
No.
Mm.
I'll do $100 out of my own pocket.
Blue Chew? Can we get Blue Chew?
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
That's great. Yeah, let's talk about that tomorrow. Can you put that in your email?
Yep.
Yeah, weightage to see penis. Because the girls don't have that problem. You don't need to see your own vagina, right?
No.
You should. You should want to see it. Yes.
Yeah, but even a thin woman looking straight down doesn't see her vagina. Like,
yeah, I mean, you see the top of it.
Because it's kind of tucked in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the inside is tucked in, but you can look down and see your vagina. I don't know what you guys are talking about right
now. Would you like to be with a man that can see his penis, or does it matter?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah, I don't really date men that have really big stomachs anyway, so I've never.
I would think
you do care.
I would care, because if you can't see it, a lot of times it's not clean. Right? Like, guys don't wash their back. Why? Because we're not flexible. We can't stretch.
Right, so, right, right.
Out of sight, out of mind.
You know, they make things that help you wash your back.
We're too lazy to use them.
Uh-huh.
You know, same with our feet. Guys don't want to bend over. So, you know what? Once that suds from our hair gets on it, they're washed.
Yep. That's disgusting.
It's extremely disgusting, but that's just how guys are.
Around. That's agitating. It's just like a washing machine. It agitates.
Whatever. You don't use rags. You don't do nothing.
Nelson hasn't washed his penis in...
Now, I've
30 years.
Yes, I have. When you're fat, you have to have a nice smelling cock area, let me tell you.
All right. I'm going to see how this conversation goes over on the radio show tomorrow.
Uh-huh. This I won't say fun. Cock area. I promise you that much.
Yeah, there's probably a few words we need to change.
Yeah.
See if Sacramento's ready for a conversation like that. All right. On social, at Listen to the BS, give us a like, share, follow. If you want to listen to the radio show, you can do so on the Odyssey app, thebaileyshow.com. We also podcast that as well. And everything goes up on the YouTube channel at The Bailey Show. All right. Nikki, you got anything?
Yeah, free us.
Yeah. Nelson?
Yeah, I can see my penis just in pictures.
There you go. Brandon, you want to say anything in closing?
To my buddy in the drunk cell, I'm sorry you didn't make it to church that morning, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for continuing to support the podcast. We appreciate it. Please give us a like, share, follow, especially with the podcast, and help us grow. Growing seems to be the topic of conversation because Nelson needs to grow to see. Uh-huh. We need to grow to just be. How about that? See how they rhymed?
That was good.
Very profound. Yeah.
Well done.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a great and safe one. And bye!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here.
You know, something like that where you can work it out with the owner, and the owner then can go to bat for you with the judge. You know, that's kind of fun. That's good content. Mm-hmm. That's a great story. It's not like you killed somebody.
Yeah, I know. Actually, the day after I went to jail, someone did kill someone in the Hooters parking lot, so that'll probably take some heat off me. But, I don't think that guy's going to work with me. And also on my paperwork, it says not to contact any witnesses or anyone at the establishment. So that might just fuck me more if I try to call him.
Yeah, you should not do that.
You want me to call?
I think I'm just going to talk to Manny and let him handle and tell me what I need to do before I start calling. And before I know it, I'm in jail by 2 o'clock today.
This isn't the Brandon I know. The Brandon I know has got balls and doesn't care. You sound like kind of a pussy right now. I got to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed in you. Like, I just went on this really cool run about some brilliance. I mean, you're not going to hear brilliance like that the rest of the week.
No.
And you just dismissed it because, you know, you got a vagina.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to be in there in general pop telling people why I'm in here, but Jason Bailey called me a pussy, so I punched a cop in the face, and now I'm in here for 5 years.
Well, I'm not telling you to punch a cop in the face.
What did he say punch a cop in the face?
I never said that. I backed the blue. Well, I'm not telling you. What?
That's just kind of how I imagine it would go down if I try to contact the owner.
No! You shoot him an email. You run into him at the Piggly Wiggly.
Do not shoot him an email. You, after listening to that, what he just said to you, you got from it, punch a cop in the face. Do not email that owner.
Okay. Well, you know what?
He's not going to get it right. It's a shit game of telephone that he's playing, and he's losing. Okay. We can't trust him. We need to email this owner.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Don't do that then. But here's the deal. You know, just get a little intel, find out his habits, where he's at what times, you know, and just kind of pop up different places. You know, maybe he does the laundry at the laundromat, you know, suds and socks or something.
Maybe he disappears. I don't know.
No, you don't want him to disappear. I'm trying to work this out.
He disappears.
I'm just saying maybe. It happens to people all the time. People go miss him.
You know, Brandon, I'm just saying you casually run into the guy. Not hard.
Okay. He stepped out in front of me. I don't know what happened.
No. He'd be like, hey, Bill, with what's the bar called? What's the name of the bar?
Alamo.
The Alamo.
Of course.
Why wouldn't it be? Right? You've got the three bars in Noonan, Alamo, Titanic, and Hindenburg.
Right.
All places that had a bad ending.
Wow. And coming soon, 9/11s.
Yeah.
We're open from 9 to 11 every day.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just saying you run into him, be like, man, you know, I love the Alamo. I got kicked out of your place. And be like, why'd you get kicked out? Do you know the owner? Is he cool?
Oh, yeah. We're on a first name basis. And no, he is not cool.
Oh, why?
No, he is not cool.
Why is he? Is he just a dick or what?
He had him arrested, so.
Yeah, he's typically a dick. You know, I mean, I'll be the first to say, you know, I'm probably a dick to him, too. But usually he starts it. But, you know, we just kind of go back and forth. And then I guess he just got tired of it. So then he's like, all right, just arrest this guy.
Why would you do that? What has he done to you other than arrest you?
He'll just cut me off when other people are clearly more fucked up than I am. And for some reason, he just has a vengeance against me. I don't know. Maybe it was from the first time I got kicked out. But the guy just, I don't know. Every time I'm in there, he just always targets me.
Okay. Is he an older guy?
Yeah, he's probably in his 50s, probably.
Well, all right. Well, that's not too older. But okay. So well, you're playing this all wrong. You know, you're trying to, it's his bar. It's his rules. That's the problem with your generation. You think, well, everybody's on an equal playing field. It's his bar. Go fuck yourself, Brandon. He can make the rules. So, like, if you choose to go to his bar and he wants to cut you off, even if you don't think it's fair, you're not going to win that game by battling with the guy that makes the rules. Your best play is to agree with him and go, all right, man, totally get it. Thanks. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'll be back. Appreciate it. Had a good time. And not let him see you sweat. And the more you do that, the guy's going to be like, all right, he's being cool. And he's never going to cut you off again. I thought I taught you better than that. You're playing it all wrong. All wrong.
Well, this ain't like a bar that I frequent. I mean, I go there 3-4 times a year, maybe. So the last time I was like, all right, maybe we're cool now. You know, he's let me back in before after I got kicked out. He'll be like, all right, yeah, he seems okay tonight. He can come in. And that's what I thought we had going on Saturday night, because the bouncer let me in, the one that was with him when he kicked me out the last time. So I'm like, all right, well, this guy, he must have approval, a blessing from the owner.
No, he probably didn't know. I understand. I know the whole story. I'm just saying, you know, because of your relationship with this guy, you just handled it wrong. I mean, he might be a dick. You know, you're not, and he might. I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree, but I don't know the guy. But if you want to go to the bar, it's his bar. It's his rules. And they don't, especially in Noonan, Georgia. You know how shit works in small town USA. It's the good old boy network. So you just got to play along. You're not above that rule, you know. And to fight the guy is kind of pointless, you know. So you play along until it's time to take your shot. And you lost. You lost big time because he sent you to the clink,
right?
Where you almost got tased and you almost got your butthole fingered.
Oh,
you know. So anyway, you know, so you got till June. What are we in? March, April, May.
You got some time.
Yeah, you don't got much time though.
Did you get the name of the bouncer that said you could come in?
Chainsaw.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yep. Well,
okay, actually, I'd give that to Manny, because there's got to be some kind of legal precedence there, right? The guy said he could come back in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And also, the first time they kicked me out, I don't remember signing any paper or them telling me it'd be criminal trespassing coming back. I mean,
well,
I looked it up.
Beyond reasoning. There are laws in place, Brandon, that protect people from, not you, to protect the people who make the contracts. It doesn't matter if you were drunk. In most places, you can enter into a legally binding contract inebriated. They're called fall down drunk agreements.
Are they really?
Yep. Typically, a person who...
hold on for a second. Did you hear how he just said that? You hear how mm-hmm. Nelson just said mm-hmm. He said it like we were all idiots. You know, it's called fall down drunk agreement.
I say it the same way I always relay information I found on the internet.
There's a tone to his voice, right? It's like, it's not like, oh my God, I found out this information. My mind is blown just like yours because I didn't know like you guys. It's the fall down drunk agreement. He's like, yeah, you know, Brandon, obviously it's the fall down drunk agreement. It's been around for quite some time.
I said it in my educator tone.
Never heard of it before.
Not it's my condescending tone.
Anyway, so you can get into it. But here's the thing is I don't think there's a statute of limitations on an agreement where you're kicked out until they say you can come back in. And it's not the bouncer. What is it?
I think it's 4 years. I mean, there's so much shit on the internet. I don't know. One thing's telling me one thing's telling me other. That's why I'm just like, I'm done looking at it. I'll talk to Manny. But I read 4 years as on a contract like that, a criminal trespassing contract.
No, oh, I see. I always, you know, it's funny. So when I, my first year in college, when we went back home, we had some trouble one night with the law and we all had restraining orders taken out against us because of this property that we went to. And the reason why we went to this property is because one of our boys, his girlfriend, who was a year behind, was cheating on him. And we found out. So we all were drinking one night and we piled in my buddy's car and we head over there and they fought. And unfortunately, my buddy did not win the fight the way we wanted him to win or didn't. He just didn't win. Let's just put it that way. So a couple other things happen. No big deal. Blah, blah. We get in the car. We leave. And there are beer cans in the car. And we piled in the Mitsubishi Conquest as we were off to have a good night. And we get pulled over. Thank God one of the cops in town was our football coach, one of our football coaches. So anyway, he was like, well, just sign this and we'll be on our way. He's like, you know, like we got rid of the beer and everything was fine. He knew we were drinking. But I remember going back the next year. I mean, this is Sarasota, Florida. So everything is not that far out apart, right? And there was somebody's house that I had to go to nearby that I said I couldn't go up to because I had a restraining order. And I didn't know what the radius was for the restraining order. So I didn't go to this party. That was like 4 blocks from this house because I didn't know how close I could get. I was terrified, even to this day. And it's like 30 plus years later, you know? So I don't know what the statute of limitations is. I don't know if you'll ever be able to go back there or not. I have no idea.
I wouldn't go back if I were you.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I think it's good advice.
I don't want to go back. I really don't, because I thought we were cool. You know, I was like, all right, this is a new leaf we're turning over, but apparently not.
Y'all ain't cool.
You took the advice of a bouncer that makes part-time money. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he does know, because he was there when I got kicked out.
But a lot of people
he
get kicked out.
He didn't know if he didn't tell you to get out of here, we're going to get you arrested.
No, I know for a fact he knows me because he used to hate August because August's cousin used to come up there with him, and he hated August because he thought they were dating and he had a huge crush on her. So he knows who we are.
Oh, well, that's maybe that was his receipt. Maybe that's how he got you.
Yeah, maybe he's like, yeah, come on in. You're going to go to jail soon.
He set you up. All right. Well, keep us posted. All right. We got to wrap this up. There's something else I wanted to talk about today, but Nelson's got to go get. What are you getting done?
I got to go to the doctor.
For what?
I got to get my checkup after I've been on this shot and everything for.
Oh, the fat shot.
Half. Yeah, my fat medicine.
What are you? You're on the semaglutide?
No, it's like a cousin to that because Mounjaro's not that. The Wegovy and the Ozempic are semaglutide.
Gotcha. 40 pounds.
Yeah, that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah, I told him I'm not buying new pants until I hit 330 pounds, so it's going to be a lot of ass crack hanging out over the next 60 pounds or so.
Not anything new.
I see it a lot in the morning, like when you turn on. But that's good.
It's only been recently as the pants have been falling down because the pants have been pulled up lately. They've been holding in place.
Have you been flexing, like, in the mirror naked and stuff?
Not yet, but I did stand in front of the mirror and just, like, poke my stomach out as far as it would go and then kind of let it sit at resting size, and I've noticed a little bit of a difference. I'm still a big fat cow, though.
You find yourself a little bit sexier, though?
I do, actually. Yes,
you do. Uh-huh. You rub your stomach and be like, yes, and not me.
Yeah, I can tell how well I'm doing based on how big my fupa is. So that's been reduced greatly.
Can you see your penis?
I'm from what angle?
Up top.
I mean, not just looking straight down. If I pull it out, yeah. My belly hangs out longer than my soft penis does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, if I just look down and I don't do anything, no, I'm just going to see gut and tits. But
What do you think? What do you think the poundage is to see your penis?
Oh, probably down to 275. I could almost see it at 299.
Oh, what a great bit. We should do this on the radio show.
Okay.
Give a prize away for anyone who can guess the weight Nelson needs to be to see his penis.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You think anybody will sponsor that?
No.
Mm.
I'll give out. I'll do $100 out of my own pocket.
Blue Chew? Can we get Blue Chew?
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
That's great. Yeah, let's talk about that tomorrow. Can you put that in your email?
Yep.
Yeah, weightage to see penis. Because the girls don't have that problem. You don't need to see your own vagina, right?
No.
You should. You should want to see it. Yes.
Yeah, but even a thin woman looking straight down doesn't see her vagina. Like,
yeah, I mean, you see the top of it.
Because it's kind of tucked in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the inside is tucked in, but you can look down and see your vagina. I don't know what you guys are talking about right now.
Would you like to be with a man that can see his penis, or does it matter?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah, I don't really date men that have really big stomachs anyway, so I've never.
I would think. I would think.
So you do care.
I would care because if you can't see it, a lot of times it's not clean. Right? Like, guys don't wash their back. Why? Because we're not flexible. We can't stretch.
Right, so, right, right.
Out of sight, out of mind.
You know, they make things that help you wash your back.
We're too lazy to use them.
Uh-huh.
You know, same with our feet. Guys don't want to bend over. So, you know what? Once that suds from our hair gets on it, they're washed.
Yep. That's disgusting.
It's extremely disgusting, but that's just how guys
feet
are.
Around. That's agitating. It's just like a washing machine. It agitates.
Whatever. You don't use rags. You don't do nothing.
Nelson hasn't washed his penis in...
Now I
30 years.
Yes, I have. When you're fat, you have to have a nice smelling cock area, let me tell you.
All right. I'm going to see how this conversation goes over on the radio show tomorrow.
Uh-huh. This I won't say fun. Cock area, I promise you that much.
Yeah, there's probably a few words we need to change.
Yeah.
See if Sacramento is ready for a conversation like that. All right. On social, at Listen to the BS, give us a like, share, follow. If you want to listen to the radio show, you can do so on the Odyssey app, thebaileyshow.com. We also podcast that as well. And everything goes up on the YouTube channel at The Bailey Show. All right. Nikki, you got anything?
Yeah, free us.
Yeah. Nelson?
Yeah, I can see my penis just in pictures.
There you go. Brandon, you want to say anything in closing?
To my buddy in the drug cell, I'm sorry you didn't make it to church that morning, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for continuing to support the podcast. We appreciate it. Please. Give us a like, share, follow, especially with the podcast, and help us grow. Growing seems to be the topic of conversation because Nelson needs to grow to see. Uh-huh. We need to grow to just be. How about that? Uh-huh. See how they rhymed?
That was good.
Very profound.
Yeah. Well done.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a great and safe one. And bye!
Get off my lawn!
It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support
thebaileyshow.com.
Now, get out of here.
And let's just put it that way. So a couple other things happen, no big deal, blah, blah. We get in the car, we leave. And there are beer cans in the car. And we piled in the Mitsubishi Conquest as we were off to have a good night. And we get pulled over. Thank God, one of the cops in town was our football coach, one of our football coaches. So anyway, he was like, well, just sign this and we'll be on our way. He's like, you know, like we got rid of the beer and everything was fine. He knew we were drinking. But I remember going back the next year. I mean, this is Sarasota, Florida, so everything is not that far out or apart, right? And there was somebody's house that I had to go to nearby that I said I couldn't go up to because I had a restraining order. And I didn't know what the radius was for the restraining order, so I didn't go to this party. It was like four blocks from this house because I didn't know how close I could get. I was terrified, even to this day. And it's like 30-plus years later, you know? So I don't know what the statute of limitations is. I don't know if you'll ever be able to go back there or not. I have no idea.
I wouldn't go back if I were you.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I think it's good advice.
I don't want to go back. I really don't. Because I thought we were cool. You know, I was like, all right, this is a new leaf we're turning over, but apparently not.
Y'all ain't cool.
You took the advice of a bouncer that makes part-time money. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he does know because he was there when I got kicked out.
But a lot of people get kicked out.
He didn't know if he didn't tell you to get out of here, we're going to get you arrested.
I know for a fact he knows me because he used to hate August because August's cousin used to come up there with him, and he hated August because he thought they were dating, and he had a huge crush on her. So he knows who we are.
Well, that's maybe that was his receipt. Maybe that's how he got you.
Yeah, maybe he's like, come on in. You're going to go to jail soon.
He set you up. All right. Well, keep us posted. All right. We got to wrap this up. There's something else I wanted to talk about today, but Nelson's got to go get. What are you getting done?
I got to go to the doctor.
For what?
I got to get my checkup after I've been on this shot and everything for.
Oh, the fat shot.
Half. Yeah, my fat medicine.
You're on the semaglutide?
No, it's like a cousin to that because Mounjaro's not that. The Wegovy and the Ozempic are semaglutide.
Gotcha. 40 pounds.
Yeah, that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah, I told him I'm not buying new pants until I hit 330 pounds, so there's going to be a lot of ass crack hanging out over the next 60 pounds.
I see
not anything new.
I see it a lot in the morning, like when you turn on. But that's good.
It's only been recently as the pants have been falling down because the pants have been pulled up lately. They've been holding in place.
Have you been flexing like in the mirror naked and stuff?
Not yet, but I did stand in front of the mirror and just like poke my stomach out as far as it would go and then kind of let it sit at resting size. And I've noticed a little bit of a difference. I'm still a big fat cow, though.
You find yourself a little bit sexier, though?
I do, actually. Yes,
yes you do. Uh-huh. You rub your stomach and be like, yes, and not me.
Yeah, I can tell how well I'm doing based on how big my fupa is. So that's been reduced greatly.
Can you see your penis?
I'm from what angle?
Up top.
I mean, not just looking straight down. If I pull it out, yeah. My belly hangs out longer than my soft penis does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, if I just look down and I don't do anything, no, I'm just going to see gut and tits. But
what do you think the poundage is to see your penis?
Oh, probably down to 275. I could almost see it at 299.
Oh, what a great bit. We should do this on the radio show.
Okay.
Give a prize away for anyone who can guess the weight Nelson needs to be to see his penis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You think anybody will sponsor that?
No.
Mm.
I'll give out. I'll do $100 out of my own pocket.
Blue Chew? Can we get Blue Chew?
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
That's great. Yeah, let's talk about that tomorrow. Can you put that in your email?
Yep.
Yeah, weightage to see penis. Because the girls don't have that problem. You don't need to see your own vagina, right?
No.
You should. You should want to see it. Yes.
Yeah, but even a thin woman looking straight down doesn't see her vagina. Like, yeah,
I mean, you see the top of it.
Because it's kind of tucked in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the inside is tucked in, but you can look down and see your vagina. I don't know what you guys are talking about right
now. Would you like to be with a man that can see his penis, or does it matter?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah, I don't really date men that have really big stomachs anyway, so I've never.
I would think you
do care.
I would care because if you can't see it, a lot of times it's not clean. Right? Like, guys don't wash their back. Why? Because we're not flexible. We can't stretch.
Right, so, right, right.
Out of sight, out of mind.
You know, they make things that help you wash your back.
We're too lazy to use them.
Uh-huh.
You know, same with our feet. Guys don't want to bend over. So, you know what? Once that suds from our hair gets on it, they're washed.
Yep. That's disgusting.
It's extremely disgusting, but that's just how guys are.
Around. That's agitating. It's just like a washing machine. It agitates.
Whatever. You don't use rags. You don't do nothing.
Nelson hasn't washed his penis in 30 years.
Yes, I have. When you're fat, you have to have a nice smelling cock area, let me tell you.
All right. I'm going to see how this conversation goes over on the radio show tomorrow.
Uh-huh. This I won't say fun. Cock area, I promise you that much.
Yeah, there's probably a few words we need to change.
Yeah.
See if Sacramento's ready for a conversation like that. All right. On social, at Listen to the BS, give us a like, share, follow. If you want to listen to the radio show, you can do so on the Odyssey app, thebaileyshow.com. We also podcast that as well. And everything goes up on the YouTube channel, at The Bailey Show. All right. Nikki, you got anything?
Yeah, free us.
Yeah. Nelson?
Yeah, I can see my penis just in pictures.
There you go. Brandon, you want to say anything in closing?
To my buddy in the drunk cell, I'm sorry you didn't make it to church that morning, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for continuing to support the podcast. We appreciate it. Please give us a like, share, follow, especially with the podcast, and help us grow. Growing seems to be the topic of conversation because Nelson needs to grow to see. Uh-huh. We need to grow to just be. How about that? See how they rhymed?
That was good.
Very profound.
Yeah. Well done.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a great and safe one. And bye!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support
thebaileyshow.com.
Now, get out of here!